Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me is Ty St. Julian. Our program today is based upon only one composer, and that composer is Anthony Holborn. He was born in London around the year, 1545, and died in 1602. He was a composer of English consort music, and that is instrumental music for a group of instruments. Could be for two or more, all the way up to, five or six instruments. And he's known primarily for something that was published in the year 1599, and hence our recording of a lot of this music was made in 1999, and I think it was made celebrating the 400th year of his publication of those consort pieces. We're going to hear the King's Noise perform this music today, and Thais will give us a rundown of what we'll listen to first.
Absolutely. We will start with the Night Watch. This first section, by the way, is dedicated to his happy youth. That first, the Night Watch, then an Almain. Then another Almain. These two are spelled differently. After the and the last in this first four pieces, the Widow's Mite. Following that, he has a good fortune to meet a beautiful woman. The next three pieces are Bona Speranza, Muy Linda, and Wanton.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our first group of consort pieces by Anthony Holborn. This was published again, as I mentioned, in 1599 and consists of about 65 of his own compositions. Actually, it's the largest surviving collection of its kind. Most are really in the Pavon-Galliard combination, Pavon being a slow dance followed by the Galliard, which is fast dance. And other pieces are mostly Allemans, which is a dance based upon German type of dancing. And the rest are really unclassified. What we heard were two groups. The first was referred to as his happy life, and the second he was has a good fortune to meet a beautiful woman. I'd just like to mention that the Early Music Consort of London made a recording of a piece we'll hear coming up called The Ferry Round. That was in 1976. And that particular recording of that piece was on the Voyager Golden Record, copies of which were sent into space aboard the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 space probes in 1977 as a representation of human culture and achievement to anyone who might find it. So Anthony Holborn is a unique composer, and I must say, when I was first learning to play the recorder many years ago, the music of Anthony Holborn was ideal because you could play things with two recorders, three, four, five, or six recorders, and they were really not that difficult. And I think most of the music was written for the common people just to get together and have a lot of fun. We have some more music coming up.
We do. This first set reflects the passionate Playfellow, who falls in love, is married, and the fruit of love arrives as a New Year's gift, complete with cradle and lullaby. The pieces are entitled Passion, Playfellow, The Honeysuckle, The Fairy Round, The Fruit of Love, The Cradle, The New Year's Gift, and finally, Lullaby. Thank you.
Thank you.
some more music of Anthony Holborn. This section was called The Passionate Playfellow Falls in Love, Married, and The Fruit of Love Arrives in a New Year's Gift, complete with Cradle and Lullaby. The performers here are members of the King's Noise under the direction of David Douglas, and you did hear some lute solos there, played on lute and cittern, and that was Paul Odette. And I think I did mention this recording is from 1999. We have one more section we can play, I think, Thais.
Yes, we do. We begin with his happy midlife, a pavane, a galliard, and a hi-ho holiday. After the hi-ho holiday, the seemingly invincible youth, symbolized by Il Nodo di Gordo, the Gordian knot, unexpectedly falls sick, sick and very sick, and dies. With the funeral and his last will and testament, we bid the earthly Holborn farewell. We bid him farewell with Il Nodo di Gordo, sick, sick and very sick, the funerals, and as it fell on a holy eve.
and ending that section with a piece called As It Fell on a Holy Eve. We do have time for one more piece.
We do. After the Holy Eve of prayer, we follow our gentleman's soul to paradise and reflect on the hope that the legacy of his music will endure. And we're pretty sure that he will enjoy the music of paradise with Paradiso.
And ending with our final piece by Holborn, Paradiso. The instrumentalists, again, were the members of the King's Noise.
And they are not noisy whatsoever. They just play beautifully. We've really enjoyed producing this program because it's something that we have not played in a very, very long time. And I certainly enjoy things that come up that I haven't heard in years. And we hope you like it, too. Thank you for being with us today here on Continuum. Next week, our program will be La 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 La. You'll just have to tune in to understand what we're talking about. Till then, stay well.